Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the 13th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale at the Black Hereford Ranch, Monday, October 30th in Crawford, Oklahoma. Chris Black will offer 100 head of 15 to 20-month-old virgin herd bull and AI sire prospects and 40 top spring calving bred heifers. If you can't make it to the 1 p.m. sale live on October 30th, you can watch and bid live on Superior Livestock, Dish Network, Satellite Channel 232. For a catalog, go to blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, October 30th.
On Friday afternoon, we had an on-feed report. The estimate was 105% on-feed as of October 1st. The actual number was 104.6. So right in line with the on-feed estimate. But placements in the month of September were really big. They're 113%. We were looking for 108, so it was 5% larger than expected in September. The marketed number was right in line at 103%, where the actual number was 102.6. So everything except the placements were quite a bit bigger, and that was thought to drive the market lower this morning. That really wasn't all that much lower, except right at the open. We opened at nearly $2 to $3 down in the feeder cattle, but then only closed, actually unchanged in October. November down 35. January down 45, so it really wasn't all that negative. And live cattle actually closed a little bit higher. October's down 15, D's up 15, February up 30. This afternoon, we've got a cold storage report. The estimates for the cold storage are beef, 500.2 million pounds, pork, 596 million pounds, and that report will be at 2 p.m. But overall, the market bounced back fairly nicely considering how that cattle on feed report was perceived to be as bearish as it was.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets surged higher here. We were 6 cents higher in corn, only 1 to 1.5 higher in the beans, and in wheat was quite strong, 9 to 11 cents higher. There is some talk of a frost, freeze, and snow in the northern plains, and then Friday night and Saturday morning, maybe some freezes all the way down into the Texas panhandle. And that also has cotton up big today. Cotton up 284 in December, 69.72, so a really big surge for the cotton crop as that cold weather heads down south. Bean and corn harvest are moving along nicely. Bean harvest is expected to be 65% complete on today's progress report. Corn harvest 44% complete. Winter wheat planted 73%. Winter wheat is behind schedule in most of the growing areas, and some people are concerned that it might not get planted at all, and what that means for prices here. And I think that might have something to do with prices being up 10 cents like they are currently. Of course, hedge funds are still long the soybeans and short wheat and corn. And exports this morning were right in the middle of the range for the corn, but really positive for beans. There were 2.56 million metric tons for beans, while the estimate was 1.3 to 1.6, and wheat was disappointing at 169,000. We were looking for 300 to 500.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.